Welcome to this episode of Here's Something Good, a production of the Seneca Women Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. Each day, we aspire to bring you the good news, the silver lining, the glass half full, because there is good happening in the world, everywhere, every day. We just need to look for it and share it. Here's something good for today. Sometimes the most persuasive conversations take place without a word being spoken, and the most powerful emotions are expressed with a paintbrush. That's why art has long been a catalyst for change, a way to heal and bring people together. And that's what's happening right now in Minneapolis, where a huge mural of George Floyd has inspired unprecedented dialogue. The mural has become a place for residents to leave flowers, photos, and notes, a site of peace and reflection, where they can remember the life that was taken 12 days ago and consider how each of us can make a difference for the future. You've likely seen the mural. It's been shared hundreds of thousands of times online and has inspired George Floyd murals in Barcelona, Berlin, Dublin, and Syria. Now, historically, public art and murals have always been a powerful medium of social expression, community engagement, and outreach. And while protests continue across the world, art like the George Floyd mural on the side of Cup Foods on East 38th Street and Chicago Avenue has the ability to bring communities together. We wanted to learn more about this amazing work of art and how public art can be a powerful tool for healing and for redesigning communities. We spoke with Greta McLean, one of the three artists behind this mural, about her experience creating the mural in her hometown of Minneapolis. Here's what Greta had to say.
We decided to honor George Floyd with a mural because it felt like, I think we've all been desperate for an action. Like, what can we do? What is a way for us to give voice and give color and give some sort of healing to begin the healing, right, for what our community has experienced and what we really are hearing that our communities of color have been experiencing for generations with police brutality and systemic racism. And there are other people whose action is to be on the street and be protesting. There's other people who their action is to do like you do and document, take the photos, have the conversation. My tool for change is painting. For this piece, I collaborated with Zina Goldman and Kalex Herrera. When we arrived at 38th in Chicago, we noticed like, okay, this something really tragic has just happened here. It is sparking a huge conversation, important conversation in our city. There's so much grief. There's so much anger. How do we mark what happened to George Floyd, but in a way that celebrates the beauty of who he is and doesn't just focus on the last minutes of his life? So it was my total honor to get to go there and just start the painting. So in the face of all of like the rioting and the arson and the violence and so many immigrant-owned and independently owned businesses being totally destroyed, that has been the main headlines in the news. And I feel like this mural has this amazing ability to kind of root us back in what we are doing and why we are here. And we are here because Black Lives Matter. We are here because justice for George Floyd. We are here because we need system change. And I've been really excited and honored to be part of this mural as a way of remembering and bringing the community focus back to what's really going on and what's really important. And now this whole intersection has really transformed into a mandala, so many flowers, a solemn and beautiful place of mourning and grieving and remembering. I'm a career muralist. This is my love. All I want to do is paint murals all the time and work with the community to claim these spaces. And it feels like public art is such a powerful tool to reclaim that space and open it up so that people can really share their stories and say, hey, this is how I want you to see me. This is how I want you to see my neighborhood. I'm retaking dominion over the public opinion by painting my wall. My artwork is all about being a tool for change. And so in order to really feel like I'm doing my best work and being part of the change that I want to see in the world, it's like I need to show up in every action in my life with this intention. And that includes using my skill set in order to further this conversation and to help this cause. So I'm just seeing so many other people activated in that same way. And I hope that this work can really motivate and inspire other artists to do the same. Art is an amazing tool, a universal language that can really bring people together.
We are so grateful to be able to hear firsthand about the power of community art and the work of Greta and her collaborators. So here's something hopeful for today. Art provides us with an opportunity to redesign and heal our communities. and we are thrilled to hear that this mural has sparked an outpouring of healing and artistic expression. And perhaps it can provide each of us with the opportunity to find our own tools to express and process what's happening in the world around us. You can learn more about Greta's work and Good Space Murals at goodspacemurals.com. Thank you for listening, and please share today's Something Good with others in your life. This is Kim Azzarelli, co-author of Fast Forward and co-founder of Seneca Women. To learn more about Seneca Women, go to senecawomen.com or download the Seneca Women app, free in the App Store. Here's Something Good is a production of the Seneca Women Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. Have a great day. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.